Voters went to the polls in Peru today to choose from among three contenders for president. One is an ultra-nationalist in the mold of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. If elected, he will continue Latin America's shift to the left. Another is a right-of-center candidate who's hoping to become the second woman leader elected in Latin America this year. The third is a former president. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the Peruvian capital, Lima. She visited two districts with voters who have very different visions for their country.
Like many countries in Latin America, Peru is a place divided, and possibly never more so than now. After steady economic growth, poverty still remains at over 50%. An export boom here has helped some, but done very little for others who need it most. After sealing her ballot, Gabriela Gamarra drops it in the plastic ballot box in a school doubling as a polling center in the upscale neighborhood of Miraflores. It's a leafy suburb surrounded by shops and bars. Gamarra is 36 and has four children, but she looks like she's in her 20s. She's got long, glossy hair and pale skin, and she's dressed in trendy jeans and platform shoes. After voting, she stands outside and affirms she's backing Lourdes Flores, a lawyer and former congresswoman who is the favorite of the business community and the elite of this country. She's also popular with people who identify her with traditional stereotypes of women as honest and caring. She says, I like that she's a woman of character. I think women are more intuitive, too. Gamarra says she dislikes Ollanta Humala, a populist who is promising to redistribute wealth by taxing international companies. She says, everyone is very frightened. People don't want to invest now. Everything is paralyzed, she says. Travel across town to the south of the city and the shanty town of El Salvador, and the view is a lot different. People crowd around a woman holding a thick directory of polling stations. She gives directions to voters for a small fee. Around them are the dry and sandy streets of one of the poorest areas in the capital. Cinder block houses sit next to an area that has been invaded by landless slum dwellers. They squat under reed mats hoisted up by poles. Victor Gaitan lives in this depressed area, and he voted for Ollanta Humala because he sees him as a political outsider who can offer change. He says, our population is tired. Nothing ever changes. The leaders always make promises but never do anything. He says, I think someone new is good so he can help the population. Gaitan says he and many others here feel cut off and frustrated. He says something will happen if he doesn't get into the second round. It's not fair that the traditional parties want to keep power. He says there has to be a change or there might be a revolution. Everyone in Peru is legally obligated to vote on Election Day. But it seems although voters live in the same country, they inhabit different worlds. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Lima, Peru.